welcome back, everybody, to another wonderful, brand new episode of All Gas, No Trash. This is take two because I said a no-no word in the first minute, and Game Rage Magazine would have pulled our sponsorship from us, so I had to we had to retry. But anyways, my name is Josh. I'm here today with good buddy Adam.
Yes, greetings. Hello.
And as you all know, this is the No Curse Minute, sponsored by Game Rage Magazine, the only magazine that doesn't actually exist. So today we're going to talk about something pretty awesome.
Right.
Pretty sweet, if you ask me. I would say it more explicitly, but this is still the No Curse Minute. But
it seems that we are just passing the No Curse Minute. We are free.
Oh, thank fucking God. Jesus Christ. All right. We're going to talk about some fucking cool shit today.
Indeed.
Some new Buko boys. And, you know, I have to say, these Buko boys are pretty fucking awesome so far, right? I was looking at their little page on Apple Music and the main picture is of them. And, like, one dude has, like, a One Piece shirt. The other guy has a Banksy fucking artwork shirt. I can't tell what the other guys are wearing, but, man, that's pretty cool.
All right, so it's come out that they have released their latest single called Anime Intro, in parentheses, Narcissus. And I actually got some info that we will be sharing post Josh's reaction. Ooh. So what we're going to do here, as you heard, is we'll be listening to their new single. I actually don't know how do you want to do it, because I think they have a music video out. So should we just watch the music video and then talk about some of the details that we have gotten?
Yeah, we can do that. Let's watch the music video, I guess. That works. All right, well, if you want to watch along with us, fire up your YouTubes and or, I don't know, what are that, Vimeo, homestarrunner.com.
Your Windows Media Player.
Yeah, fire up your QuickTime video player. Oh, shit.
Yeah, we might actually be generous enough to link you up in the description of the video so that you don't have to do any extra work when you watch on YouTube. You'll find it.
I don't know. That's a lot of work. I don't know if I'm going to fuck that.
I didn't say I was going to do it. I said feeling generous, I'll do it. But as we were saying, if you're curious to find out what their music is like, go ahead and look it up on
God, look at that, man.
On YouTube.
When you look up Buko Boys.
We're on there.
We're on there. We're like the sixth fucking video.
Fuck yeah.
Anyways, all right. Well, I don't even see the new music video on here. All
right, maybe I was lying then. Maybe we're just listening to the single then.
All right, well, then instead of firing up your video app of choice, fire up your music listening
platform
thing of choice. Yeah, whether it be your Apple Musics, your Spotify's, your Zune Marketplaces, whatever you may be using, fire that shit up, and we'll listen to Buko Boys' new single, Anime Intro, Narcissus. Here we fucking go. All right, that was Anime Intro, Narcissist, the new single by the Buko Boys. And all right, let me just start off by saying,
the hell's that?
Oh, I clicked this by accident. Oh,
okay.
A little thing for the table. I love me some goddamn Buko Boys.
This
man.
Is I love this.
This is fucking straight fire. Frank would lose his shit for this right now, because this song, I'm going to call it my homies at fucking Crunchyroll, because I think they bought Ruby from Rooster Teeth when they went out of business, or whoever the fuck owned them.
Oh, yeah,
this
I think you're right, yeah.
This song would be the perfect theme song for the whatever the newest season of Ruby's going to be.
Yeah.
That fucking right there is straight ass fire. It could, and I'm not trying to pigeonhole it. I think that this could be a fucking theme song for the newest season of fucking Boruto. It could be the newest theme song for the newest season of Bleach, the Thousand Year War, or whatever that's fucking out. It could be, fuck, the newest theme song for One Piece. It could be any. You could slide this into any fucking major top anime. Shit, this could be a new theme song for the next season of Dragon Ball fucking, what's it called with their babies? What the fuck is it called right now?
Dragon Ball Daima?
Daima, yeah. It could be the new song for Daima. I mean, Jesus Christ, you could plug this in anywhere. This is the quintessential anime intro. All right, and I'm sorry if I sound like I'm ball washing, but when there's good shit, it deserves to be ball washed. All right.
Yeah, dude, I don't really know what to expect for their debut album.
Oh
Because they've given us the R&B, right?
Yeah.
And then they're giving us this.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, we're just going to get like a smorgasbord of just all kinds of shit or what?
I would say, why not? Why fucking not? Because no one's doing it. Everyone's just giving us some horse shit, some straight up bullshit. Most of the people, I should say, not everyone, but most people are just giving us horse shit. Yeah, give us a bunch of, give us a smorgasbord. Give us, every song is a different genre. That would be fucking great. Because so far, Hugo Boys seem to be knocking it out the fucking park with multiple genres going on here.
Yeah, it, they do R&B well. Now they're doing this, like, Paramore slash, anime rock type of sound.
J-Rock or whatever it's called. Like
yeah,
you said. Yeah.
It fucking slaps, dude. And, so... You give it a thumbs up.
Oh, fucking 8 thumbs up. First of all,
8 thumbs up.
First of all, I got 2 thumbs on my hands. I got 2 thumb toes. All right, that's 4. And then I got 4 additional thumbs on my dick. Okay, so I'm putting all those up. All right,
8
this,
thumbs up.
This song, but that's only is 6. Fire. No, I said I got 4 additional on my fucking 4, dick. So
hey,
that, you
dude,
know.
You know the
there's 2 on each side. All right, they squirt out.
I think it's the star nose echidna or the star nose mole that has a. 4 penis heads.
Yeah, that's what I have. I have 4 thumb heads on my.
Yeah,
my fucking
you
dick.
Come from the lineage of the star nosed molar. Yeah.
I know Dewey.
So, all right, yeah. So you're a fan of the song,
absolutely.
And I guess we'll get to. So, over the weekend, I thought, why the fuck not, man? You know, I've been feeling frisky. I want to start mingling with artists again because. Yeah. You know, if we're really to get into the nitty gritty of music, right, we got to know the people, get start talking to people, getting info. So over the weekend, I reached out to Buko Boys, not really expecting much because knowing our luck, we just people are not typically receptive to us. So I wasn't expecting much, but they actually hit me back and it wasn't what I was expecting. They actually... They hit me back with the message. Yes, they in fact hit me back with the message, right? But it was written entirely in fucking hiragana, like in Japanese. So I was like, all right, that I've never experienced that before where they give me a puzzle or something to work towards. And, you know, it was like they gave me something to pull away the information, but it wasn't directly handed to me.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of cool. Like that's
fucking awesome. That's super cool as shit.
So actually, what I have
Buko Boys might be a fucking supervillain. We might need to watch their shit. All right, they might be fixing to take over the world here.
It could very well be.
There's some Riddler level shit going on here.
Yeah, they're looking for a lapdog. Where you know?
I mean, that's true. I mean, we sell out real easy.
Yeah. So I haven't actually read it. Mm-hmm. I just messaged them back.
Yeah.
And I just told them thank you in Japanese because I've been studying Japanese for the last 155 days on Duolingo.
In that 155 days, how much Japanese have you actually learned?
I know basic phrases, but
was it enough to read the message?
I could pick up on certain things, yes, but it wasn't enough for me
Wait a minute. So they wrote it in the characters of Japanese.
Yes.
So do you understand the characters?
I know the characters. I don't know what some of the things were because some of them were kanji and those are like combinations of hiragana. So it's like, I don't understand what those are because I haven't gotten too delved into that type of stuff. But so you want to go ahead and read it?
Yeah.
All right.
Is this in English?
Yes, it's in English. Okay, I translated it.
Right,
so
cool. Here we go.
It's, I'm guessing that there is a bit possibly lost in terms of.
That's fine.
Things lost in translation, but more or less.
I'll fill in my own flair. No. okay, it says, "Hi, Adam. One of us stumbled across your podcast episode very recently. We have been waiting for you." Oh, dude, we are about to get inducted into some supervillain shit.
Yeah.
This is fucking awesome. I can't wait. If you are willing to translate it into your common language, you might have some info. You can expect a variety of genres in our next album. See, that's what we just said.
Yeah.
Without giving too much away, know that we have many influences. Rock and R&B are our most common. The album will be released in the summer, but no official date has been spoiled yet. You can expect 12 songs. Some have already been released, but many do not have the honor of lending an ear to the public. Well, maybe they can have the honor of lending the ear to us, and then we can fucking hear them before anybody else.
Yeah.
We look forward to hearing what more you have to say about us. Translated with the... Oh, wait, that's the thing you
said. Yeah.
I don't need to read that. All right. Man, that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. And...
Look, dude, it could have been a 3 cents thing. And they didn't do that.
They could have just ignored us.
They could have just ignored us, but they decided to be cryptic and weird. Man.
And that's awesome. That's cool. Little do they know, that's right up our fucking alley.
Yeah.
Right?
hey, look, they piecemealed us some info about the upcoming debut album, which, as you heard, is going to be coming out sometime in the summer. Don't know when. It's going to be, what, 12, 13?
12 tracks, it said.
12 tracks, somewhere between rock and R&B. So I already like what I'm hearing. I already fucking like what I'm hearing, so I think this shows a lot of promise for Buko Boys.
Yeah,
and dude, I actually found out what Buko means. It's coconut in Filipino.
Coconut Boys. a great fucking name, man.
Yeah.
Ah, jeez. All right, well, are you going to respond to them?
Oh, I just said thank you.
Yeah, what the fuck? Well, you didn't read the message, though, did you? Or you didn't translate it yet, or did you just...
I just said thank you. I didn't actually, like, say anything additional because... I just copy and pasted what we like had just read.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I didn't fucking read it.
Oh, okay.
But I just said thank you.
All right. Well
why?
I don't know, are you gonna send any more? You just be like, oh, 12 songs, huh?
Well, dude, I mean, shit. Maybe we already got the ball rolling in the conversation. Maybe they're gonna reach out to us again with some cryptic shit.
Maybe.
And because after we're talking about them, they're probably gonna say something.
I don't know. Maybe, or maybe they're gonna be like, you know what? Just like everybody else says, fuck those guys.
Fuck,
fuck those guys at Game Rage and El Gasto. They can go suck balls.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyways, that's cool, though. Man, that's cool as hell.
Yeah, so as of this moment, Buko Boys have been granted the status of sworn good buddies.
Sworn good buddies. You're right, yeah. Sworn good buddies. We have, let's keep track here. We have sworn enemy Trent Prawl.
Yeah.
/ Kinaloo.
Sworn good buddy, Keenan Mundane.
Keenan Mundane. And we have a new additional sworn good buddy, Buko Boys. And there's five of those motherfuckers in that band. So, like, that's like five new sworn good buddies right there.
I think
there.
There's four.
Oh, there's five on their picture on the internet.
Is it really?
Yeah, there's the ladies in the middle, and then there's the other two guys on each side. There's two guys on each side.
Is it really?
That's what it's...
Oh, man, I don't know how to count. Or I don't even know how to see.
I don't even know how to see. Oh, shit. What am I doing? I don't know how to operate this fucking thing. This is like operating heavy machinery.
Dude, do my eyes deceive me?
Buko Boys. Boom. Five.
Holy shit.
There's five.
Who's that asshole?
Which one?
The one on the far. I've never seen him before.
What if they just threw in a random guy just because, man? That'd be fucking hilarious.
What if they haven't updated their profile picture?
On iTunes?
Because as far as I know, there's four.
Not the band anymore.
All right, dude. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's five people involved. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't know anything about this. You're the one who brought this to me. All right.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, I mean,
and
shit.
This guy's the only happy one in the thing. So that's even funnier, man. If he's like not in,
if he was the one that got axed,
that'd be hilarious.
Well, that's all we got for you today. Enjoyed the song,
enjoyable.
Of the two singles that we've listened to, if they're going to be featured on the debut album, I think that bodes well for the debut album of Buko Boys that I'm very much excited for. And
I can't fucking wait.
And also, I mean, I appreciate you guys messaging back and giving us some info. So
yeah.
Sworn good buddies,
Buko Boys. Sworn good buddies, Buko Boys. They may even be upgraded to sworn ally defenders. Or, I don't know, something.
We'll come up with something.
Yeah, we'll come up with something better than that. Anyways, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I'm excited for the new album, whenever that comes out. All right, well, that's it you said.
I hope we get special privileges for that.
I mean, I'm advocating for that. Yeah. I mean, you know, we'll keep our mouths shut until alleged dates.
Right. So, all right, cool. Well, that's a wrap for the episode, and we are apparently getting an impromptu message that we will deal with
appropriately.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's it. We'll see you guys later.